do not need any special tracking device hooked up to any part of you to be able to listen to and enjoy this show. So there, America Weekend starts right now.
America Weekend.
This is America Weekend with Ed Kalegi and Christina Stoffo.
Welcome to America Weekend. I'm Ed Kalegi. As always, very happy that you can be here for this hour of the show. Stay with us. Christina Stoffo will be by soon. It will be part two of our interview with Jim Kerr, the legendary longtime New York City morning radio personality. We sat down with Jim about, 10, 12 days ago, and we were supposed to chat with Jim for about 15 minutes. He was incredibly gracious with his time. We chatted for 35 minutes, a fascinating conversation, and we will have part two of our conversation with Jim Kerr. Then, get ready. This will be a very scary trip. We are going inside the car of Christina Stoffo. Some weeks back, Christina and I stopped for lunch. She needed to give me something after we ate our lunch, so I walked over to her car. She opened the door and I saw things that no human should be allowed to see. Oh my goodness. We will talk about the things inside the car of Christina Stoffo. And everybody's looking at me like, what did you say? Don't worry, it's not that bad, all right? It's for effect, it's to tease the hour, but it's still a good story. Anywho, we start things off this hour with the idea of not being able to pay with cash or with change or even with a nice smile as you use a tollway. In the New York City area, there is a bridge called the Tappan Zee Bridge. It is north of the city, and it connects two of the suburbs, from Rockland County over to Westchester County. You don't need to know that unless you're a map freak, but anywho. Earlier in the week, they switched from toll takers to a complete cashless toll system. We have them all over the country now. I don't know what they call it where you live. In the Northeast, in the New York City area, it is called Easy Pass. It's called Speed Pass and Fast Go or whatever wherever you are in the country, but still. Up until now, you've had a choice. You can either use Easy Pass and have that magnetic thingy attached to your windshield and it will register your toll and suck it out of your credit card or suck it out of your checking account. Or you can do the old-fashioned way, what the founding fathers meant, to pay cash when you pay for your toll. But no longer on the Tappan Zee Bridge. It is a complete cashless system. So the toll takers fired, the toll booth knocked down, and they have that giant trellis that you drive under that sends microwaves into your car and sucks out however much money out of your Easy Pass. Anyway, what do you think about this? Should you be forced to use this tracking system? Because that is what it really is it not? I do not have Easy Pass because I choose not to, and here is why. I had Easy Pass, when was it, 6, 7, 8 years ago. Most of my commuting at that time was in New Jersey, where I was paying tolls of 50 cents, maybe $1.50, maybe $3. Well, I started working in New York City a great deal for about a 3-month stretch on a film, so I'm going through a $12 toll every morning. So the way it would work is Easy Pass would take the money out of my credit card or charge it to me ahead of time before I used it, which is a nice little interest-free loan for them anyway, but that's another story. So they would normally take out whatever it was, like $30 a month, because I would never go over that. Well, when I'm throwing $12 to $20 a day on this thing, I received an email. Hello, we see that your usage has changed. In order to better accommodate your usage of our bridges and tolls, we will now be charging your credit card $150 at a time. Really? From $30 to $150? Why? Because I ended up going into the city more often for a couple of months? So all of a sudden now I have to prepay you so much more so I can use your tunnels that were, of course, built almost a century ago. That is when I said goodbye to Easy Pass, and I pay via cash. Now what they're going to do is, as you go through this trellis, if you do not have Easy Pass, they will be sending you a bill. And if you don't pay, I think it's 5 bills, they'll suspend your registration and or your license. Easy Pass is a scam. It is an interest-free loan by these agencies that are so corrupt they don't even know what to do. Because why should they be taking, in this case, it would have been $150 a month ahead of time before I drove through a tunnel or over a bridge? It is a typical scam with a nice smile presented to you by your friendly local governing agency. What a crock. Stay with us. Part two of our interview with Jim Kerr is next. This is America Weekend, and I'm Ed Kalenge.
America Weekend.
After a bad fall 8 years ago, my sleep was awful. I'd wake up in pain every single day and completely stiff. And then I met Mike Lindell and was fit for MyPillow. My life has changed dramatically. MyPillow is amazing. It's fit to you, the type of sleeper that you are. MyPillow doesn't go flat. It doesn't get hot. The patented fill stays in place. You sleep like a baby. It is your turn now to enjoy this. I have a very special offer for you. Buy one MyPillow. We'll give you one for your partner free. That's right, two pillows for the price of one. Don't waste another night. Call 800-867-0058. That's 800-867-0058. Use the promo code AW for your free pillow and start sleeping better right away. Call 800-867-0058 or go to MyPillow.com. Be sure to use the promo code AW. Two life-changing pillows for the price of one. Make the call. Every MyPillow is made in America. It comes with a 60-day satisfaction guarantee, a 10-year warranty. You can even wash and dry MyPillow. Make the call today before the offer ends.
Now, cheap psych tricks with Dr. Buff.
And Dr. Buff here. So, should you wash your money? I mean, don't laugh. I'm talking soap and water. After all, you don't know where that money's been or who's touched it with their germy little hands. Here's the antiseptic science of it. Back in 1916, you could take your hard-earned cash to Washington, D.C., have it washed, ironed, and reissued. Not as dumb as it sounds. Why? Today's researchers have found more cocaine residue on U.S. bills than on any other currency, along with staphylococcus bacteria and bathroom matter on the money that's probably made its way to your wallet. What's the cheap psychological trick? Well, it's hard to wash money, but with all the diseases in play today, after you handle your money, at least, trust me on this, at least wash your hands. Got a question? Send me an email to drbuff.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number.
Call 888-359-MY-TV.